Christians should operate fully in the public square, and that includes by engaging with the media.
Molly Hemingway talking about her joint presentation at the 2017 Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
And one of the things that they can do is encourage reporters to report things accurately and truthfully. They can express their opinions in letters to the editor and op-eds. And one of the things that's important is to just let people in the world know of the differences of opinion that are out there, that Christians don't share a lot of the secular thinking that is promulgated by the media. And so being bold and being able to stand up and simply speak truth in the public square, it's a powerful witness to others, and it's a service you can perform for your community and the country at large.
You can meet and hear Molly and Mark Hemingway making the case for Christians engaging the news media at our Fall Making the Case Conference, November 10th and 11th in Houston, Texas. Learn more at issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. The headline from the Salt Lake Tribune is an offshoot of the Mormon Church is drawing away members, but what does the remnant believe and will it last? It's not the first, and certainly won't be the last, of splinter groups from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. There's actually two big Mormon groups that have existed side by side, so to speak, in the United States for a long time, plus a bunch of little ones. Some of them are led by prophets who are trying to restore Mormonism. Some of them are trying to reform Mormonism. What about the remnant? Joining us to talk about this Mormon offshoot movement called the remnant, Bill McKeever, founder of Mormonism Research Ministry based in Draper, Utah, and author of several books, including In Their Own Words, a collection of Mormon quotations, and Mormonism 101. Bill, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Todd.
There have been no shortage of offshoot groups from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It is itself, in a sense, an offshoot group from its very beginnings. Tell us about some of the movements before that have kind of broken off of the mainstream of Mormonism in America.
Yeah, that subject in and of itself is quite fascinating, because one of the arguments that a lot of Mormons will make against Christianity is the fact that there are so many denominations underneath the umbrella of Christianity. But you're right. There have been several splinter groups of Latter-day Saints, so you could say that Joseph Smith is responsible, in essence, to probably over 200 different groups. There was a book that was published several years ago called Divergent Paths of the Restoration. It was written by a man by the name of Stephen Shields, and in that book, he documented, at least at that time, how many splinter groups were in existence. He also documented, I should say, those that had started up and then eventually faded away as well. But he estimated over 200 various splinter groups. And as you mentioned, the two largest that most people probably are familiar with would be the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's headquartered here in Salt Lake City. And then you also have what's known as the Community of Christ, that used to be known as the Reorganized Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those are the two larger ones, although the LDS Church based here in Utah is much larger than the Community of Christ.
So what do we know about the remnant?
Well, basically, this kind of goes around a guy by the name of Denver Snuffer. And Denver Snuffer has this following now, and he was excommunicated, I should say, in 2013. And as a result of that excommunication, he came up with a revelation, and it was under a title of An End of Authority, where he said, last General Conference, speaking of April 5th, 2014, the entire First Presidency, the 12, the 70, and all other general authorities and auxiliaries voted to sustain those who abused their authority in casting me out of the church. At that moment, Denver Snuffer says, the Lord ended all claims of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to claim it is led by the priesthood. They have not practiced what he requires. Well, you got to understand, in Mormonism, you just don't do that. You don't have any type of authority to criticize those who are above you in what they call priesthood authority. In fact, Dallin H. Oaks, who is currently serving as an apostle in the Mormon Church, this church that Denver Snuffers now is saying doesn't really have any authority, he said only the president of the church, and that would be Thomas S. Monson as of today, receives revelation to guide the entire church. The person who receives revelation for the ward is the bishop, and that would be more on a congregational level. Individuals can receive revelation to guide their own lives, but when one person purports to receive revelation for another person outside his or her own area of responsibility, such as a church member who claims to have revelation to guide the entire church, or a person who claims to have a revelation to guide another person over whom he or she has no presiding authority, according to the order of the church, you can be sure that such revelations are not from the Lord. Now, here's what's fascinating in the economy of Mormonism. Even though L. Tom Perry, who was a Mormon apostle, he passed away a while back, he said, it is contrary to the economy of God for any member of the church or anyone to receive instruction for those in authority higher than themselves. And he was citing Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon movement, when he said that. But at the same time, in that same talk, he said, revelation from God is always compatible with his eternal law. It never contradicts his doctrine. It is facilitated by proper reverence for deity. But at the same time, you have another Mormon leader saying, for instance, Russell M. Nelson, who's next in line to be the prophet if he outlives Thomas Monson. Russell M. Nelson also said, every Latter-day Saint may merit personal revelation. Now think about that, Todd. Everybody in the church is supposed to be able to get this latter-day revelation that they talk about. And that's what Denver Snuffer is basically saying, hey, that's what happened with me. And God has spoken to me, and as in the case of this statement regarding the authority of the Mormon Church, the leaders who are over the church that excommunicated him, he said at the beginning of this, he said, on the evening of May 1st, 2014, the Lord gave me further light and knowledge about his work in his vineyard. So here's Denver Snuffer basically taking something that Russell M. Nelson, a Mormon apostle, has said regarding the ability of individuals in the church to have personal revelation. Now, he's claiming he's got personal revelation, and the personal revelation is basically saying that Russell M. Nelson has no authority. So you can see what a mess this can cause in Mormonism. In fact, it was Robert L. Millett, who was a BYU professor, who made the statement. He said, our blessing is that we believe in personal revelation. Our curse is that we believe in personal revelation. And it seems so true, because even though Mormons are encouraged to have personal revelation, if they have one, it better fall within certain categories, or the leadership in the church is naturally going to nullify it.
Okay, so that's kind of the systemic problem here with respect to the remnant. We have the leader of the remnant saying, I'm getting personal revelation. Yes. The leaders of Mormonism are saying, no, you can't have it, although apparently at times they can.
Yes.
So in addition to claiming that God revealed to him that the authority of the LDS Church is null and void, what else does the leader of the remnant appear to believe?
Well, I've done a lot of digging on this, and I don't really find a bullet point list of things that he would hold to. You have to kind of dig through a lot of his alleged revelations. There's not a whole lot of those that he has posted on the internet. But apparently they are supposed to be having this conference where they are going to discuss introducing modified scripture. They're coming up with what has been deemed the restoration edition of the Doctrine and Covenants, for instance. And so the plan is, from what I understand, is that they are going to go through the Doctrine and Covenants, which is a collection of revelations primarily given through Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon movement, though there is a little bit of revelation given to other people, where they're going to go through, and it says, according to this one blog that I was reading, all sections not authored by Joseph Smith are going to be eliminated. And then all sections authored by Joseph Smith are going to be compared to manuscripts from what's known as the Joseph Smith Papers Project. And that's a project that Mormon scholars have been involved in for years. They've been going through and putting together a lot of the handwritten manuscripts and such through Joseph Smith and others, and they're putting them in a bound volume. So they're also supposed to be putting the lectures on faith back into the scriptures, which is fascinating because the lectures on faith were eliminated from the canon of Mormonism in the early 20th century. So there's going to be a lot of revisions. And this, of course, you can understand is making the Mormon church leadership a little bit antsy because you just don't operate that way in the Mormon church. Everything comes from top down in Mormonism. And they would say that Denver Snuffer doesn't have the authority to do any of this. And yet, Snuffer, because he does appeal to quite a few of the complaints that many Mormons have regarding the authoritarianism of the modern Mormon church, he's starting to gain a significant following. How many is questionable. I can't find any specific numbers on that. Some say in the hundreds, some say in the thousands. But apparently he has received the attention of the Mormon church because when Mormon Leaks came out a while back with a slide presentation, apparently, on some of the reasons why people are leaving the church, Denver Snuffer's name was on the list. So he does have the attention of the church leadership, that's to be sure.
Would you describe this as an attempt to a restoration movement within Mormonism, as far as you can tell?
Yeah, restoring the restoration is about what you could say it is. That's always made me chuckle because I have come across Mormons who have told me that they feel that the Mormon church needs to go through its own reformation, that it has gotten away from what the Book of Mormon and the early church had taught. And I think this is where Denver Snuffer and his teachings are resonating with a lot of people who agree with that premise, that the Mormon church has become way too authoritarian, and a lot of the things that they believe Joseph Smith taught when he was alive are being ignored by the modern Mormon leadership. So how far it's going to go, who knows? The Mormon church did take a strong position against Snuffer when they excommunicated him back in 2013, but it doesn't stop these guys from proceeding with what they feel is a calling from God. I mean, here in Utah, we have a number of polygamous clans, and they would insist that they represent the teachings of Joseph Smith and that the Mormon church has become apostate because it no longer practices polygamy. I personally tend to think that in the context of Mormonism, the polygamists have a point. But, you know, this is the way the Mormon church operates. And so since they came out with the Manifesto of 1890 and the Second Manifesto of 1904, convincing the federal government that they were no longer going to teach or practice polygamy, that's been the law of the Mormon church since then. And those who didn't agree with that have naturally broke away and started their own polygamous groups that they feel honor the teachings of Brigham Young and Joseph Smith, as well as John Taylor, the third president.
Is there any indication that Denver Snuffer wants to restore polygamy?
No. No, he's against that. In fact, he has come out on that. He doesn't even believe Joseph Smith practiced it. Now, defending that, I think, would be pretty difficult because there is so much evidence to show that Joseph Smith did teach it, Joseph Smith did practice it, and there's signed affidavits by many of his polygamous wives concurring that they were, in fact, sealed to Joseph Smith as a plural wife. So I don't know how he could convince his followers that Smith never did practice polygamy. That seems to be pretty much a matter of factual history.
In addition to the obvious question of authority that you outlined earlier in our conversation, kind of the conundrum of authority in the Mormon church, is there a seed in LDS teaching, kind of worldview, that tends to foster groups like the Remnant, or kind of will at times flower up into groups like the Remnant, given Mormonism's own origins?
Yeah, I think there could be a point to that, and it does go back to this idea that every member is able to have this personal revelation. That can become dangerous, because how does this individual really know when God is speaking to him? Now, Denver Snuffer really thinks he's been having visions and he's been having these revelations. Of course, everyone who disagrees with Denver Snuffer would say, well, they're not coming from God. Whatever they are, they're not coming from God. And see, that's kind of the attitude that we have had as Christians regarding Joseph Smith. Joseph Smith comes up with this idea that he's having all these revelations, and we're saying, no, that can't be from God. I don't know what he's seeing. I don't know what he's hearing. But it obviously, the origin cannot come from God, because it goes against what God has already revealed. Well, in Mormonism, what God has revealed goes back to Joseph Smith. It doesn't go back to the Bible. In fact, there have been Mormon scholars who have made it very clear that they don't get their marching orders from the Bible. They get their marching orders from those priesthood holders who have authority in the church. And you can see how that can be the genesis of a lot of confusion among many people.
Talk about another characteristic, apparently, and it was written about in this Salt Lake City Tribune piece, the more egalitarian, democratic goal that Snuffer seems to have for his movement, even if he denies that he's leading a movement, so to speak, in stark contrast to the hierarchical nature of the mainline LDS church.
Well, if what you're talking about is like this priesthood authority, as far as I know, Snuffer still holds to a male-dominated leadership, although leadership, that becomes a question. What does that really even mean in his vernacular or in the understanding of his followers? I've got to admit, Todd, a lot of this is, I'm not quite sure where he's landing on some of these things, but definitely he is resonating with a lot of people who are having problems with the Mormon leadership.
Is it, if you're sitting in Salt Lake right now as a Mormon leader, are you worried about Denver Snuffer and the remnant at all?
I would say probably no, and that is because Mormons here are often told over and over that God is not going to allow the leadership of the church to lead them astray. And as long as a Latter-day Saint is holding on to that hope that God won't allow the leadership, as it's established right now, to lead them astray, they would look at someone like Denver Snuffer as mainly an usurper who is certainly out of bounds when it comes to the rigid requirements of authority in Mormonism. So I would say probably most Mormons maybe are not even aware that this guy even exists. It could be more of a Salt Lake phenomenon because he lives right here in Sandy, Utah. He's a practicing attorney. He's in the area of government contracts and construction law. But he's not a theologian, but a lot of people tend to like some of the things that he writes. They feel that it, I guess you could say, it sounds spiritual, therefore it is, but certainly we have to examine what he's saying specifically, and then, of course, as a Christian, I would have to compare it with what the Bible says. I don't see Snuffer getting any closer to Christianity. I don't see that pattern at all.
Bill McKeever is founder of Mormonism Research Ministry based in Draper, Utah, author of several books, including In Their Own Words, a collection of Mormon quotations, and Mormonism 101. You can learn more about these resources under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Bill, thank you very much.
Glad to be with you again.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., at long last, we are going to conclude our series, Setting the Lord's Table, talking with Pastor Will Whedon about the focus, the colors, and the customs of the divine service, a chance to kind of put a cap on a long conversation with Pastor Will Whedon, where we have been talking about how the church worships in terms of its appointment of its worship space, why you see what you see when you walk into church on Sunday morning. That's tomorrow on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
The grace of God, the church's music, the Lord's Supper every service every Sunday, preaching Christ crucified and risen, our hope for years to come, there is hope in St. Louis, Hope Lutheran Church, that is, 5218 Neosho Street, St. Louis, Missouri. Find us on the web at hopelutheranstl.org.